Gabby, and this is another episode of No Filter with Kobo Podcast. Today's episode will have an interesting conversation with two guests about a trend that arrived a few years ago and it's here to stay. The radiant skin. Let me introduce our guests. First is Andrea Lacerna, Marketing Coordinator. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Gabby. Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to be here today. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Also with us are our amazing chemist from Kobo's Application Lab, Claudia Harthos. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, everybody. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you too. Well, to start a conversation, Andrea, can you explain to our audience what radiant skin means?
Of course, Gabby. Let's start, I think, very simple. For the glowy days trend, we can use three simple words to describe it. I think radiance, dew, and luminosity do the work. The use of highlighters, hydrating creams, and skin care makeup hybrids became key elements to be implemented in our daily makeup and skincare routine to achieve that glazed donut look. And we can look at this trend from the skincare point as well as the implementation of makeup to attain that glow. And I would like to read a section of an article on this trend from the Zoe Report. And it says this. As the beauty industry has become obsessed with glow and everyone seems to be chasing an ethereal yet elusive multitasking buzzword, scientifically speaking, glow can be quantified. It isn't tangible or measurable in the way that wrinkle depth or hydration levels can be, and yet the aesthetic it summons in our collective minds is often that of immensely healthy and optimally hydrated skin.
Oh, that's a really good explanation. But there are two words that Andrea mentioned that are related with the trend, but I know that they don't mean exactly the same thing. I'm talking about glow and gloss. Claudia, can you explain to us the difference between them?
Of course. So glowy skin refers to that healthy looking, youthful and bright skin, whereas glossy skin or glass skin refers to that dewy skin look. That's that wet and reflective look.
Okay, I'm better now. Since we have all cleared, I want to say that I used to love matte skin. I live in Brazil. It's very humid here. But I'm changing my mind and I'm saying that I'm going more to those glowy looks. But I know that it is not very easy to achieve that glow and natural look in the skin. Andrea, do you think it's best to focus on skincare products that will give you that natural glow? Or is it easier just to use a makeup product that has, you know, a little bit of shine, some pearls that will also give you some kind of glow?
Well, Gabby, I think that both go hand in hand. I think we can agree that to achieve that perfect glowy look, we have to have a clean base, and caring for our skin to show a natural glow is essential. And the article I just talked about also mentioned something I found quite interesting. It's saying that from sleep quality to stress levels, consumers are becoming more aware of how their lifestyle contributes to their overall skin health and appearance, and with the beauty industry quickly responding with a whole host of products to ease the journey. So we're not just thinking about products for the skin or makeup to cover imperfections, but the lifestyle of a person also plays a role here. So I think implementing a skincare routine is what we could consider a step one for this trend, and an optional step number two, because not everybody, you know, likes to wear makeup, can follow if you want to enhance the look with makeup products. So the beauty of cosmetics is that we get to play with options that adapt to our wants and needs. And this trend, I think, encapsulates both skincare and makeup use to achieve that glowy look that we're talking about.
Okay, I like that idea. I want to discuss further the skincare product, so our part, our step number one, as Andrea mentioned. Claudia, what are the products that you think Kobo can offer that will give the skin that glow and healthy look?
So like we said before, that glowing skin starts with the healthy, moisturized, and plumped skin look. So of course we have something for that. We have our Plandul PM, which is a phytosterol ester that has a similar structure to the skin's intercellular lipids, and it provides the skin with rich moisturization, and it has a nice high water-holding capacity. And this is important because it protects against the transepidermal water loss, which results in smooth, moisturized, and hydrated skin. We also offer our glycospheres, and one that I use often in our formulas is the CNHAHWS, and this is our sodium hyaluronate, which is a form of hyaluronic acid, and that attracts and binds moisture to the skin. And that's what gives skin that plumped skin appearance as it smooths the skin and reduces the appearance of texture.
Those look very interesting, but what about the makeup that Andrea talked about? I know that there are a lot of raw materials that can be used to achieve, you know, those radiant effects. Can you tell us for some of them and what would be the difference between each of them as well?
Sure. So we have our KTZ multicolor pearls. They're skin tone effect pigments with a unique radiance. And these pigments simultaneously enhance, correct, and harmonize skin while also exhibiting radiance. We also have Cobalt Pearl EF8, which is a mica filler. And the difference between the two is while they both have an illuminating effect, the Cobalt Pearl EF8 is colorless and is used as a functional filler with soft focus characteristics.
Oh, those are great. I have to tell you that I'm a little obsessed with the KTZ Gian Vistas. It's one of the multicolor skin tone pearls. That particular one offers yellow with green undertone that helps to diminish the dark circles. It's a great product. And we actually have a formula that have this product. It's a moisturizing concealer in stick form. The code is KCP055ABR, and it offers a good coverage and a subtle radiance while hydrates the skin, since it also has the Plandul LG1, one of the Plandul's that also helps with moisture. So I think it's a great product for this kind of trend because it has the skincare product with the Plandul, but also with the pearl, it gives a little bit of glow. And well, ladies, since I shared a formula that fits this trend, why don't you also share your favorite formula? What, do you want to start, Andrea?
Yeah, of course, Gabby. There's actually one that I really, really like from our official list of formula trends for this year. And it's a blush. And the formula code is KBL039EU. It is called Fresh Glow Blush Stick. And I really like this formula because it's light and the application gives that natural blush color and to keep that natural look that this trend is intending to achieve. And the formula uses Cobalt Pearl EF8, contributing to that high reflective finish and dewy effect on the skin. And I also wanted to talk about a highlighter. KMU056 Shimmer Shimmy Highlighter. And similar to the blush that I just talked about, it provides subtle shine with the help of, again, the Cobalt Pearl EF8 and some of our KTZ pearls. And what I also like about this formula is that it has buildable coverage for those days that you want to add more glow.
Yeah, I love the name of this highlighter.
You know, it goes.
It's so fun. What about you, Claudia? Any favorites?
Yeah, so we actually recently developed KLF347, and these are bronzing drops that can be added to any moisturizer to add a nice glowy bronze appearance.
Yeah, I like that one too. Very good spreadability, good to apply on the legs as well. Gives a really nice bronze look. Well, ladies, we are almost in the end, but I have a last question for you both as well. Do you have any final tips to get the radiance on the skin that everyone wants?
I would say I would definitely implement some sort of a skincare routine products. It can be a simple 3 to 5 step routine to make sure the skin is clean and hydrated, like we talked about at the beginning, of today. And I would also consider what I mentioned earlier with healthy skin, you know, it's a result of a healthy lifestyle. So make sure to get enough sleep, take care of your body and stay hydrated throughout the day to help you out with that nice glow on your face and your skin.
I definitely agree with you, Andrea. I also think in general, chemical and physical exfoliation help to remove those dead skin cells that can cause the skin to look dull. So using things like AHAs or BHAs and scrubbing beads that can help reveal that bright and radiant skin.
Oh, great tips. I'll certainly follow them as well. Well, thank you, Andrea, for being here today.
Thank you, Gabby, for having me here. It was my pleasure.
And thank you also, Claudia. It was great to have you here as well.
It was great to be here. Thank you again.
And thank you for listening to us. If you want to know more about this market and the products we discussed, check out the links in the description of this episode. And don't forget to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice to not miss any new episodes. See you next time.